Today will be my peaceful day. Today will be my peaceful day. Today will be my peaceful day. As we begin, I want to dedicate this meditation to my friend and colleague, John, who passed yesterday, and his wife and partner of service to the world and to many, many beings, both of them, to his partner, Julianne. Today will be my peaceful day. And to John's effortless, luminous, radiant life of service and all the good karma that he generated, and to his movement through all the afterlife states with great ease and clarity and brilliance. And as he comes back again, whenever that will be, and wherever that will be, that be a life of amazing fortune, one in which he can serve again countless beings. And we pray for his partner, my friend Julianne, and her peace of mind, her warm-heartedness, and that her life of service as she continues to make a life without her beloved, that be fruitful and joyous, and that she always find love. Bodhi mind has so many ways to live it, be it, express it, talk about it, meditate with it, because Bodhi mind is heart mind. Everything that heart is, including the highest, purest essence of great mother emptiness, great mother suchness, and mind. What is mind? What is the nature of mind? The fluctuating mind, the dynamic mind, the clarity of mind, the radiance of mind, luminous, brightly shining. What is awareness? What is service? What is a peaceful day? And how do we make that happen? How do we find that within ourselves? Because that's at essence who and what we are. Peace, radiant, brilliant, joyful, effortless, uninterrupted. Literally, Bodhi mind translates to awakened mind. It also is commonly translated as the intention or aspiration to awaken the mind. But that's for everyone who doesn't understand about heart and mind. That intention, that aspiration to wonder about how to awaken the mind. And of course, the best way to do that is to benefit others. So there you have heart, mind. Because the best way to benefit oneself is to bring benefit to others. Then that comes back with smiles and courtesy and respect and love and joy. It comes back by respecting the earth, loving the earth. Well, then the earth takes care of us, which it does anyways, because the earth is Bodhi mind. So when we meditate with an all-embracing heart, of course that's a concept. There's the mind. All-embracing heart is a concept. It also is how we might live, how we might approach an issue, a consternation, a problem, an ache, a pain, with the all-embracing heart, well, that'll be a particular way to address that consternation, won't it? As opposed to with some other aspect of mind. A mind opened? Well, that sounds pretty heartful. Warm-hearted, spacious, peaceful. Possibilities abound with a mind opened. Bodhi mind. This word is limitless. And how to explore it, how to dive into it, how to dive into our mind, how to dive into our path, the specifics of it, of our path, the specifics of our mind, the uniqueness, the individuality, the over the top level, limitless possibilities of what that could mean to each of us in any given moment. And all the friends that have passed, it's been 4 and 3 years. They lived this. Which I know each of you is doing as well. And exploring it and discovering it and wondering, who am I? What is this life about? Why am I here to begin with? It can't be for another bowl of ice cream. It just can't be for how much is in the bank account or how little is there either. It just can't be about that. Bodhi mind. So we smile. We smile with all the friends that each of us has and have passed. We smile with the fact that we too, one day, that's inevitable. So how do we make this a peaceful day for the world? What is our effort at becoming effortless in awakeness, in uninterrupted love and compassion? How do we live from a mind that is brightly shining? Since that's its essence, and anything other than that is temporary and probably of our own doing. We smile, take a long, so deep breath with all beings alive, all beings currently in this moment passing, holding in our hearts the great variety of reasons and ways in which all the beings in this very moment are living or passing or being birthed. Because there are limitless ways to be the path. In this very moment, think of every single being that is dying. Bring that to the path. Think of every single being that you personally know that is dying, that has died, that I too could die today. Today could be my peaceful day of death. Bring that onto the path. Be fearless. Be love. Be your radiance of being. Don't compromise. It's not happy. It's not a happy way to live. So we are smiling and breathing with all beings. Making the pledge that today will be my peaceful day, and therefore I will be the agent of peace that this world is so desiring and calling out for. I personally will be that agent, that avatar. How amazing. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. We smile with all beings. And take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. Breathing peace into the world. Peace with the world. Breathing from an awakened mind and an all-embracing heart. There you are. Create a peaceful day, a joyous day, an awakened day. There you are. Create your day.